Paul.
I need a vacation.
He's going to have to edit it later.
Heavily. I should have sabbatical. Mata yeter borer lanu ma'wa kivun el atzmenu b'avayda. Okay, now it's clear the kivun to ourselves. The way to get to yourself and to get down to understanding yourself is by the synthesis of the various parts of yourself into one. That brings das. Das brings you there. So an Oyved has to be a bardas. Unfortunately, that leaves out a good percentage of people who need first to work on das. In Bavaydas Hashem Hoshka Nafshei. If you desire an Avaydas Hashem, so you have to be a bardas. There's a whole sefer that we have that Rav Volba wrote called Kinyan Das on the Shmuzim and Das. They're not simple Shmuzim. Das is not as simple as it sounds, but it requires a level of das. What's the first steps in every level that you need to take? Hamachshava. First, everything has to start with thought. Without machshava, where is there going to be a vayda? You can't just jump into things and grab here and grab there. It has to be thought out and planned out. You work it out. So say, even on a very simple level, a person wants to get work on themselves physically. He could just run into a gym and, you know, climb over here and throw something over there and pull something over there. But you're probably not going to end up healthy that way. You'll probably end up a little sore, a little tired, maybe even get a little sweat. But healthy, I doubt, believe in that. You have to take some thought. What do you need to work on? How much time? Plan it out. Work it out. This arachas kama v'kama when it comes to ruchnias. The boruch ha'ish asher godol v'chozak koyach machshavaso. This is boruch is the person who raises and strengthens his ability to think and work out things. Kehurui liot ben aliyah. He can be a ben aliyah. Va'atu anu ayiskim v'marachas abos. And v'itai, excuse me. And that's who we are working with in the following chapters. Hamachshava hi ha'osher shebekoiches. Machshava is the wealthiest of our abilities. There's nothing that it doesn't touch. Mesugelet hi gamkein lahaflig leginzei meraimim. It can take you to the heights of the heavens. Machshava sheyesh ba midas kedoshim. Machshava that has in it from the Das Kedoshim, Oifya Shehi Shoefet Mekavenet Tomid Elamaisa. Its appearance is that it's always looking for the deed. V'hi Inyona Asher Yeh, whatever it may be, Histaklus Ba'atzmo O Ba'olam, whether it's looking at yourself or the world, Iyun Ba'alocha Ba'agada, O Ba'teras Hasayit, whether it's in Halacha, or it's Agada, or it's the Saita Satira, the Kabbalah Satira, Me'akol Hi Yodat Lahasik Maskana Lamaisa. Each thing, you know how to take something Lamaisa. It means even the Kabbalah, Dika Inyanim, have to have a Maskana Lamaisa to it. It's not just metaphysical, you know, belly button watching. It's like some sitting there and staring at, just sitting and meditating for the sake of meditating's sake, or wisdom for some, I don't know, sake that doesn't, it's, everything has a way. It all has to be for a purpose. It's all for a purpose of growing and getting closer to the Rebbeinu Shalom, and that comes through bringing it down to Lemaisa. V'hi inyan asher v'yezemaisa cotton. Could be a small thing. Shinui zoyer bitnagut. A small change in the way we act. Ha'ara l'chizuk. Some insight into strengthening ourselves. Mikre hadasu shamachshava la'olam lo tiyeh menutekat me'amaisa. So this is mikre hadas. This is very important yisaitis here if you want to grow very seriously as a ben Torah. Besides these yisaitis that we laid out in the first two sha'arim, but if you want to be able to take off farther than that, these are important things. The machshava cannot be separated from maisa. I have told some of you that have been around for a while, heard the Maisa from me. Those of you that haven't, I'll repeat it. That's when we're going to yourself. The Mashgiach said over a Maisa. I'm pretty sure he said it over. Somebody was a certain individual. Somebody was Talmud Chacham, and he was Isaac in some Sefer Kabbalah, and there's a certain Sefer that he wanted to look at that was a rare Sefer. So he called a certain professor at the university who had a collection, he knew had a collection of Sefer Kabbalah, and he asked him if he could come take a look at the Sefer. So the person said, you know, look, you know, what else? It's getting close to Pesach time. You'll have been as money. I might have a break from the university. Why don't you come to Cholmoed, come over Cholmoed, and you can look at the Sefer. So the Rav came Cholmoed, the person gave him the Sefer to look at, and while he was looking at the Sefer, so this professor starts giving him a whole drasha on Chometz and Matz al Pi Kabbalah. Right? He was in Isaac in the Sinyanim. So he started speaking in Chometz and Matz al Pi Kabbalah for a while, and then it got to be lunchtime. He went and got up, went to the kitchen, made himself a sandwich. In the middle of Pesach, not a matzah sandwich. Yeah, with bread. Here he is speaking Kabbalah kinyonim on the matzah and the kedushas of matzah and the hevdil bin chometz. But lemaisa, it's all here. It didn't translate anywhere into his being. It's just, you know, the same way that he could discuss some theorem or some this or that. It's completely distinct from the individual, right? It's not the famous, what was it, Bertrand Russell's famous line of, you don't have to be ethical to teach ethics. Right? People familiar with that? The famous story of Bertrand Russell. Bertrand Russell was a Brit who came to the U.S. He was had been a mathematics professor, I think, at Oxford, one of the universities. No. And he became the head of the philosophy department at Columbia, I believe it was Columbia University, in the 50s. And he was highly, some people would say ahead of his times, but he was into free love and things like that. And it was considered highly inappropriate. So they called him, the ethics committee of the university called him in and said, you know, Professor, you're the head of the ethics department, your behavior is highly unethical. So he said, when I was in the mathematics department in England, they never asked me, you're teaching geometry, why aren't you a triangle or a parallelogram? He said, I don't have to be a triangle or parallelogram to teach mathematics. Similarly, I don't have to be ethical to teach ethics. That is completely 180 degrees diametrically opposed to Torah Hashgafa. Kasha Yaakov Avinu Alav HaShalom Cholom Es Cholom Es Sulam V'zocha Lav Tochas Atidi Shel Am Yisrael Baretz HaKodesh L'Dere Deres V'yikats Yaakov Mishinosoi V'yomer Achen Yesh Hashem B'mokom Hazeh V'anoch Lo Yadati Shem Yadati Lo Yishanti B'mokom Kodesh Kazeh. Rashi says, he says, he woke up, he says, I didn't know, if I would have known that there was Hashem in this place, like there was God here, and I didn't know that if I would have known, Rashi says, I wouldn't have slept in such a holy place. Vayar v'yomer ma noira hamokom hazeh, is how noira is this place. Ein zakim beis elokim v'zeh shara shemayim. This is the house of God, this is the gates of heaven. V'tekef v'ashkimu v'boiker. So what did he do when he got up? Lochach es ha'evan asher sam mirosh ha'sov yasno sam matseva. So what did he do? He took the stone that he had his head on. He made it into an altar. He put on it oil. He made the yisoid for the Beis HaMikdash. It means he took what happened and he did something with it. After such a dream and such a promise, right, the eternity of the Jewish people, etc. Hey, simchosai. Hey, hispalusai. What's, imagine, well, where's the simcha? Where's the amazingness? Ein kan ela harota. Well, like he should be dancing for joy, right? He says, no, he feels bad that he slept in such a holy place. But just think about it. If he wouldn't have gone to sleep, he wouldn't have been zeicha to that dream in that place, right? That was a tenai to get it. But what did he do? He took and he made, went with the zrizos and he made, did something. He made a matseva. He was miyaseh the Beis HaMikdash. Yira dochefes es ha'odom. Yira pushes a person. Lehevi riach shei libo ha'tovim tekef l'klal maisa. to take those positive feelings and bring them into a deed. Zu yiras Hashem reishis das. That's what I mean. Yiras Hashem reishis das. Das hi chibur kol chelkei ha'odam vayu lachadim. Das is what allows us to unify those different parts of ourselves. Mayach, lev, kli ha'maisa, the head, the heart, the limbs that can do things. The beginning of this is Yira. It pushes us to do. There's a tremendous yisaid here. We think that we often think the assumption that like the highest level you could get is to be able to think in the most esoteric of things. Ulam divrei Chazal boru milolo. What did Chazal say? Amar Rav Acha halomed almanas lase zeicha lahakpil ruach hakodesh. Somebody that learns in order to do is zeicha to ruach hakodesh. Matam v'mantish mor lase kikol hakosubay. He asked tatzliach darchecha v'as taskil v'ein taskil el ruach hakodesh. And the Amar maskil leisan ezrochi. You see, what does he say? The Medrash Rabbah, Vayikra Rabbah, he says that it's the person that learns Almanas Lasais, he's Zoycha de Ruach HaKadosh. Murchach Mizeh, Ki Aderech Le Ruach HaKadosh, Hu Davka Kivun El HaMaisa. The way to Ruach HaKadosh is the way to Maisa. Shezeu HaLomed Almanas Lasais, learning in order to do. It doesn't make a difference what you're learning. Right? That's what like the Geras Ramban says. Right? When you get up from your learning, you got to think about what did I learn that I could put into practice? What can I do with it now? How did it change you? Right? That's the etzem of Musar. When we spoke about Musar previously. What's Musar? Right? Most people don't. Most people have this like weird idea of what Musar is. Musar is to help us, is the bridge between the knowledge and the action. Musar is to help us connect those two things, to get us to take it and bring it into reality, to do something with it. That's what Musar is about. It's not just, again, esoteric ideas. It's how to take and go from the mind to the heart. That's the best one it is, to bridge the mind to the heart and then to the deed, to the action. So matter of the matter is what you're learning. What are we taking? What do we take out of it? What do we get from it? As I said, I think that Rabbi Yerucham said that the only person that he saw that didn't need to learn Musar, and he did learn lots of Musar, was Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz. He said everything that Reb Chaim learned, he was Musar for him. Every line of Gemara was Yerushimayim, and was something in it. What's the action, what's going on? Hakibun el ha-maisa reishiso yira. What's the kibun to maisa? The beginning is yira. Kulo das. With das. Tachliso kedusha. Its purpose is kedusha. Starts with yira. It's completely with das. And the purpose is holiness. Kizui derech ha-kedusha. That's the way of kedusha. Lagia es ha-odam el nekudas atzmai. To take the person to himself. U'misham noivas gam ruach ha-kedush. From there you get ruach ha-kedush. Kishivuar bezar Hashem b'shar zeh, which we're going to explain in this shar. Shnei dvarim kolulim bezeh, shalemid almanas lasais zeicha lahakbil ruach hakodesh. There's two things that are included in this that you learn in order to do your zeicha ruach hakodesh. One, lahamid maisa mushlam legamrei hu atzmim advarim akashim b'yaser. To do one complete full maisa is one of the most difficult things. That itself is a level of Ruach HaKadosh. So he says, think about it. What was greater in Yaakov Avinu? That he had the dream of the ladder, or that when he woke up, he had the yira and the regrets, and then he went ahead and put down the matseva and made the foundations of the Beis Hamikdash and made the neder he made. With feed vareinu, enenu meizim oid lachriya b'zeh. Aholam hu darga b'nevuah. The cholom is a level of prophecy. Va'maisa shel ha'achrav darga b'ruach ha'kodesh. It's a level of ruach ha'kodesh. Miyuchal lagid hay minayu adif. Who knows which one is better? Ein lucha darga yaser gedel b'ruach ha'kodesh mizu. Lahamid maisa mushlam. There's no higher level of ruach ha'kodesh than to be able to have a maisa mushlam. Two. Hakivun el ha'maisa hu gam kein haderach lagi el madregas ruach ha'kodesh atzma. The focus on maisa is the way to get to the madrega of ruach ha'kodesh itself. The dafke lo machshav v'dvarim nisgavim amufshatim ba'ilam ha'maisa el ha'nekudas ha'maisis. Specifically, it's not the thoughts in things that are way esoteric and out of this world, but the point of the deed. Fi divrei atana de be'elio made on the Eli Shemaim V'oretz Bein Ish U'Bein Isha Bein Eino Yisrael Bein Eved Bein Shifra Hakol Lefi Maisav Shel Odom Ruach HaKodesh Erlov. Depending on his deeds, that's the Ruach HaKodesh. Lefi Anal Advarim Me'irim Ki Ruach HaKodesh Nimse Dafka B'tchum HaMaisim. Ruach HaKodesh is specifically in the area of Maisa. Kemuvan Eina Medugar the Pal Tanut Nevuvah. Nothing about empty deeds here. Elo b'maisim abnuim alidei machshava. We're talking about deeds that are built through thought, the lev and heart, the b'inanus, and looking into it. Ki ut l'talmud chacham amiti, which is fitting for a true talmud chacham. Yishlach ezrachem mikodesh maisim tovim shebechem. Because I'll send my help from the holy deeds that are within them. It's a medrash in Tehillim. That's the Goma of the Sart Shlishi. Bezrat Hashem, we're now going to start for a little bit, and the only way that this is you're going to get out of this, we're going to go into Das Atzmeinu, which means knowing ourselves. The Das Atzmeinu is going to require, if you want to get something from it, it's going to require paying attention, it's going to require some work and some thought. The more you put into it, the more you get out of it in terms of discovering yourself. And there's no greater knowledge than self-knowledge, I think. That's the key to many, many things in life. The ability to understand yourself and to be able to work with those, to know your kochos, and then to be able to use them to grow and develop. Bezrat Hashem.